Tov. We're up to Samach Vav Amabez. We got it ready. We're almost at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Let's go back to the two dots, beginning of the Gemara. The reality is that really this Gemara is a lot more understandable once we see the next Mishnah. It may be possibly that I had to go out of order. See the Mishnah first, then go back to the Gemara. We'll try to go in order. Let's start from the two dots. About 10 lines down, Samach Vav Amabez. We're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah was saying if a Eilas Aif is performed either with the actions of a Chatas Aif or in the place of a Chatas Aif or in the shame of a Chatas Aif. So all those cases, actually the last case, it's Kasher V'Elu. If you just have the wrong L'Shem by Eilu, it's Kasher V'Elu. But if you do the Maisa of a Chatas Aif, it's going to be Pasul. The Gemara just wants to discuss, when you talk about changing the action, which action did you change? If you recall in yesterday's Gemara, we had discussion by changing the Chatas Aif, if you change the Malika. He did a Malika of Eilas Aif, where he changed the type of Hazah. Just to remind ourselves clearly, the Chatas Aif, you sever, the Kayin severs one Simen, he doesn't sever the head from the body, whereas by the Eilas Aif, he severs both the Simenim, severs the head from the body. It's one Chilik in the action. It's a different type of Malika. Another Chilik is, by a Chatas Aif, he does like a Hazah, he swings the bird's body by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and he does a Zrika Hazah, from the blood comes out of the bird's body, whereas by Eila, he does what's called Mitzui. He squeezes the bird's body against the Mizbeach. You know, Chatas Aif also has Mitzui, but that's the secondary. After the Hazah, like the Shirayim is the Mitzui. By Eila Sa'if, by Eila bird, the Zrika itself is a Mitzui. Mitzui of the body, and the Mitzui of the head, but it's Mitzui. So that's two differences, a difference in the Malika, a difference in the Zrika. The question the Marzino just asked is, what difference are we talking about? The ultimate, let's speak as much outside before as possible so we understand it. The more problem is going to be that as we go through the Mishnayos, we see when we talk about being Mishana, in some places with being Mishana, in the Shin the Mishnah is referring to is changing the Malika. In other places, referring to changing the Zrika. And we're just using the word that you did a Shina, you did the wrong Maisim. Does that make sense that it's not consistent? Which Maisim are referring to? And the Mar ultimately says, yes, big deal. In the Reisha, it's referring to a change of the Malika. For example, Sefer could be referring to a change of Malika, and the Middle could be referring to a change of Mitzui, and that doesn't bother us. That's ultimately the point of the Mar Shagavataya. The Mar is going to bring in, we should point out this detail as well, I think we touched on it yesterday also, that there is a Mount number in the next Mishnah that says that if you change the actions of a Eila Saif so thoroughly to be like a Chata Saif, it actually morphs into a Chatas Aif. So for example, if a bird is designated as Eilas Aif, if he takes the bird and he does it Lamata, he does Malika of one Simen, Eilas Aif is supposed to be on top of the Mizbeach. He does it Lamata, that's already the place of the Chatas. He does the Lashem Chatas, he has attendance Chatas, and he does the action of a Chatas, namely, he does that first Simen, he does it. A chatas is one simon. The Mar is actually mashmi if he ultimately does the second simon. The first simon already, at that moment, it became a chatas. But let's just say a case where he did one simon. So he did the mais of a chatas, the makam of a chatas, the shem chatas. That bird morphs into a chatas. We've spoken around in the past way that Eilas Saif and Chatas Saif are a lot closer than a typical Eilas and a chatas. Leon actually asked after the shiras today that if a chatas is a chiyah for a chait, how could Eilas or just become, Chatas normally is not Bava Nadava. Chatas can't come as a pledge. Chatas can't come as Safik. Normally, Chatas Aif can. This is again another example where the Chatas Aif and the Eilas Aif are much more similar and not as the same as the typical Chatas. If a person is Masifik, if he's Chayav Chatas, he is allowed to bring a Chatas Aif. He can't bring a Chatas Behema, that could be Chulum Azara, but Chatas Aif could be brought. Chatas Aif could be brought in a more Nadava fashion. So there are more similarities. The idea of Rabbi Shua is going to be, it's Rabbi Shua the next mission. Rabbi Loz doesn't agree. But Rabbi Shua's sheet is that the Kayin can change the status of the Ayla to a Chatas. That's the key point of the next mission. It's relevant in the Gemara now. That's why I'm speaking it. Okay. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry? Chayra? Yeah, sure. He brought his Chatas. Okay. Ayla Saif. So the Shari Mai. The mission says if you change the Ayla Saif, and you did a chatas procedure, it's puzzle. Which part of the procedure did you change? The Gemara is essentially asking, is it the Malika or is it the Hazayah? Elam the Malika, if you tell me the case, he changed the Malika, that's what he changed. He did the Malika of a chatas as opposed to an, he did a Malika of one simon. He didn't cut through two simonim. Milikhtani Seifa, Kulan Emetam Besabli Melamem. This is this, what the Gemara is calling the Seifa now, is the first line of the next Mishnah that we're about to quote. It says, about our Mishnah from yesterday, all those cases where you messed up, you didn't do the chatas properly. Interestingly enough, it takes away the din of Tumas Beis Abliya. Why? Because even though a Malika normally is a Nevela, outside the Beis Mikdash is a Nevela, and even in the Beis Mikdash, you would assume that maybe Malika only works to take away the status of Nevela if it's a Kasher Malika. We're saying no. Even if you did the wrong type of Malika, either Chatas Malika to Ela, or Ela's Malika to Chatas, it still takes away the din of Tumas Beis Abliya. However, Umaylamab, but it's still going to be Me'ila on all these components because you didn't take off the, you didn't finish its mitzvah, mitzvah, or Ela, there's always Me'ila because Ela has to be burnt up, even if you do kosher. Chatas, if it's done kosher, mila comes off because it's edible to the kanim. Anything which is edible to the kanim is no longer kachi Hashem, so to speak. And therefore, there's no mila. But since it wasn't done properly, there's mila in all the cases of our Mishnah. Now, name it like Rabbi Shua. Let's say that the Mishnah's general statement is not Rabbi Shua. Why? Tikar Rabbi Shua, because if you're like Rabbi Shua, Ha'amar, Rabbi Shua says in the next Mishnah, a few lines later, Ein Mailin. He says that in the case we did a chat Ela Saif, and you did all the actions of a chatas zayif, it becomes a kasher chatas zayif. If it becomes a kasher chatas zayif, a chatas zayif that was done proper with the zrika, because the buster is mutter for karam to eat, there's no meila. Very interesting point. The fact that the buster is mutter for karam to eat makes there's no meila even for a non-kain. Non-kain is not allowed to eat it, but the din of meila is gone. Once it's given to Bnei Adam to enjoy, so if a kain can eat it, it's no meila even for a non-kain. Okay, so the Mishnah says that there's meila in all these cases is not like a Bishua who seems to be saying that, who says that there's no Mila there, and we'd prefer to have the Mishnah feel like a Bishua as opposed to his Bar Plukta. Namely, it's Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer Shemuti, Rabbi Eliezer subscribes to the opinions of Bishame, we don't pass like a Bishame. So we would prefer that works like a Bishua. So if it's going to work like a Bishua, Ela B'mitzui. So it must be, remember, again, the Gemara's question was, if in our case you changed it from Malika, then the Chat, the Ela Saif, theoretically becomes now a chata saif. If it becomes a chata saif, there wouldn't be meila, according to Bishua. And if Bishua fits with our Mishnah, the kerb would be kasher. It'd be kasher as a chata saif, and there wouldn't be meila. The fact that we're saying in our Mishnah it's no good, in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, that's a puzzle, sounds like either it's not like a Bishua, or the change was not a Malika. The change was a Mitzit. Even Bishua agrees, if you want to make that change, you got to change it by the Malika. Ella, the Mitzit. Must be the change is in the Mitzit stage. Ema Seifa, Eilu Seif Shas Lamata, Kemai Sechatas L'Shem Chatas. Go to the Seifa of the Mishnah. If you have the Eilu Seif that was done Lamata, Kemai Sechatas L'Shem Chatas, we have Mechalikas there. Blazo Eimim Eilimba, Vishu Eimim Eilimba. Clearly, the Shani Mamai over there is the change has to be by Malika. Now the Mer's quoting the part of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, which brings the actual Machlokes Moshe and Rabbi Yeshua, in a case where you change the Eila completely for Chatas, that becomes a Chatas, over there, what did you change? Either Mitzi, you only changed by the Zrika, it's too late. Even Rabbi Yeshua only said when you change from the Malika stage. The Mitzi Mi'amr, if you change from the Zrika stage, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees it's not a good change. Ela Malika. So in that case, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yeshua is talking about where you change from Malika stage. What comes out? Reisha V'Seif. For the Reisha we explained to us the change, the Shina was B'shas Malika. The Sefer with is Machlaikas, whether or not you can morph it from Eila Saif to Chata Saif, Machlaikas or B'lazer Shua, is talking clearly with the changes B'malika. In the middle case, in order to make it Shtim with Rabbi Shua, we're saying that middle case where we're saying that there is Me'ila, if it's going to Shtim Rabbi Shua, has to be talking about a case where there wasn't a change for the Malika, there was a change from the Mitzvah, only at the Mitzvah stage, so Rabbi Shua agrees that there's going to be Me'ila there. So you have Reisha Seif for the changes Malika, and the middle case, the changes Mitzvah. Does that make sense? Where it says, yeah. In Reisha V'Seif Malika, the Mishnah talks about cases where the guy was Mashana. When he was Mashana, or what he was Mashana, could differ. So the Reisha V'Seif is talking about where the Shina was in the Malika, and the Mitzias is talking about where the Shina was in the Mitzui. Okay, it's like the Mishnah. And one simple taina, the Mishnah could have said a case, the Gemara could have said a case where In order for the change to, could be one of the first asked the question, I didn't notice this, but in order for the change to take effect, according to Bishua, it has to be that he did the location, the shame, and the maisa, like the chatas, right? He's doing it lamata, the shame chatas, right? With the action of a chatas. So even if the case is in the middle case, where he was mishana, in the malika, they did the malika, like a chatas, if it's missing any of the other elements, it won't be a kosher chatas. The Gemara is bothered. Why, according to Bishua, is there me'ila? If it can morph from a ila to chatas, there shouldn't be me'ila, according to Bishua. Why can it be that he changed the malika, but he didn't do one of the other components properly, like a proper chatas? I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't offer that as a simple deflection. The Gemara is not bothered by the question anyway. The Gemara is happy to have Reisha V'Seifa and Mitzias talking about a different case, but I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't offer that as another option. Zuck the Mishnah. Sorry?
You have to have a bow for the chatas.
The kulan, you have to know what we're saying. By chata sa'if is unique like that. The kulan ain metame beis abliya. We said that all of these birds are not metame beis abliya, even though we're talking about oifas that are pasul, it's still not metame beis abliya because the malika takes off the tumas beis abliya, even if it's done improperly. Umaylam behem, meaning he did chatas for oil of chatas. Umaylam behem, but there is meila in all of them. Chutz mechatas sa'if she'as lamata kamas chatas hashem chatas. A chatas sa'if that was done properly doesn't have meila, right? Because once it's done properly, it's mutav the kahanim to eat. If it's mutav the kahanim to eat, no meila we spoke at, even for the non kahanim, no meila. Oil sa'if she'as lamata kamas chatas hashem chatas. Here's the machlokes we just touched on. You have oil sa'if that was done lamata, it was done with the action of a chatas, hashem chatas. What's the lach? Rabbi says it's still mila because it's pasul. You didn't do it properly. It remains a pasul ila saif, and therefore there's still mila. Rabbi Shua says no. There's no mila. Why? Because it morphs into chata saif. You did a kasha chata saif, and therefore there's no mila. Now from here to the rest of the Mishnah and for the whole first part of the Gemara is going to be furious back and forth that the. In the exchange between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Now, one key point is, Rabbi Elazar did not understand this idea in Rabbi Yeshua, that the Pshat of Rabbi Yeshua is that you're changing the designation from Ayla to Chatas. Right? Rabbi Elazar did not understand that's the Pshat of Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore he keeps bringing various riyas. Rabbi Yeshua deflects the riyas based on Rabbi Elazar's understanding. Ultimately, in the Gemara is going to come to a point, the Gemara is going to go to Braisa, where Rabbi Elazar appreciates that what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is that it changed completely from being an Ayla Saif to Chatas Saif, and therefore the conversation stops. That's going to be in a Braisa in the Gemara. Let's see. Where if you do it properly, there's no meila, because once you do it properly, it's mitzvah kam to eat. If you do it improperly, if you have in mind the wrong type of carbon, there is meila. So if ayla is done properly, there's still meila, because ayla, even if you do zrika properly, what's the lacha? The whole ayla gets burnt, so there's still meila. It's totally kachi Hashem. There's no component in there for the kadam to eat. So kishashina shema and din shemimalaba an eilah saif that was done shleilah shema certainly should have a din of mila. Again, madach chatas, which when you do it properly, it takes away the din of mila. If you do it improperly, it remains with mila. Eilah, if you do it properly, as mila. Certainly, if you do it improperly, it should remain with mila. So mila is fairly straightforward. Kavachemer. Again, all based on the fact that the ayla is not becoming a chatas, that's a Bishu's logic. Amalei Bishu answers, doesn't answer with what his real opinion is. He deflects it based on l'shitasai, on Rabbi Elazar's understanding. Layim amrit b'chatas shina shema l'shem ayla. Shekin shina shema l'davi shesh b'mila. Temer b'ayla shina shema l'shem chatas. Shina shema l'davi shesh b'mila. How could you compare? When you change an ayla to a chatas, or let me go backwards, opposite. When you change a chatas, what was your chamer? Chatas, which after you finish the avayda properly, loses mila. If you mishana, it has meila. Well, guess what? You know what you mishana? When you mishana chatos, what do you mishana chatos saif to? Ayla saif. When you mishana and you das chatos saif to ayla saif, you bring mishana to a carbon that has meila. So over there, since your das shina is the das that has meila, that's what has meila. Whereas the ayla saif that you mishana to a chatos, you bring mishana to a, again, not talking about we're actually changing it to a chatos, that's Rabbi Shua's ultimate opinion. He's arguing even in the tzad that's just a shina machshava. He was Mishana Emachshava, the Eila Sa'if, to a Chatas, which does not Mila, and maybe therefore shouldn't have Mila. So therefore, Rabbi Shua is saying, Yikal V'chemer has a Pircha, top of Samach Zayin, Amal Aleph, Amal Rabbi Lazar. What do you mean? I can bring you proof in Kachi Kachi with a Shechta in the south. And remember, Kachi Kachi was supposed to be Shechta in the north. Shechta in the south is Puzzle. If you Shechta in the south, and you Shechta L'Shem Kachim Kalim, so you Shechta Kachi Kachim, which has Mila from day one, L'Shem Kachim Kalim, which does not. Over there, what did he do? Shekain Shina Ashima Mudavish Eva. He changed its name from an item which has Mila from day one, Kachikachim, to an item which doesn't have Mila. Umailamam. And there's still going to be Mila. The Kachikachim that was Shechted B'psul will remain in the status of Mila. Af Ataltatama Al Eila. So says Reb Lazar, don't be me a svara that by Eila, since you changed it to something which doesn't have Mila, namely a Chatas, therefore loses Mila. On the contrary, we see from Kachikachim that was Shechted the same Kachikam in the Durham, Alpha Bishina Shemal, the Davish Shina Mila. So by the Eif also, if you change to an item which has a Mila, Shemal, but it still should be Mila. That is Rabbi Lazar's proof that this idea of changing it for something into something, that having a Das, something which doesn't have Mila, will not affect the status of Mila for the original item. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Amal Bishua, not true. Because Kachim Kalim has an element of Mila mixed in. A Kachim is Mila from day one. Kachim Kalim, after you shecht it, once you shecht it, now there's mila on the on the components that go to the Mizbeach, no meal on the components that are eaten by the Baalim, right? So Amar Bishua, Layim Amar B'Katcha Katchim, Shechtel Medarim, Shechtel Hashem Katcha Kalim. Don't bring me a proof of Katcha Katchim that originally have full Mila, but were Shechtel in the south, like Katcha Kalim, which don't have Mila, and you're still saying that it retains the shame Mila. That was your proof. Don't believe that's a proof. You know why? Shekein Shina Shemam L'davish Yesh Be'isavetar. Over there, you were Mashanda the Katcha Katchim to an item, namely Katcha Kalim, which does have parts that have Mila and parts that don't have Mila. So over there we say the original Katcha Katchim retains the din of Mila. How could that be a proof to the case of a bird? Taima Ba'ila, how's that proof to our case of Ela Saif? We had a mind, Chata Saif, Shashina Shema, Ladavish Shakula Heter. He changed its name to item which is fully Heter, and maybe over there it would completely eliminate the din of Mila. So again, Rabbi Shua is saying that there is no Mila. Rabbi is saying that there is. Rabbi Shua's logic we're saying is because it completely morphs into an actual Chata Saif. But that part hasn't been spoken out yet. Thus far, it's just been a machlekes and svaras whether or not you have a kavul chomer that mila should fall off or not. So far, Rabbi Yeshua and Blazer are arguing tit for tat. Tanya, the Gemara continues with a brisa that says further comments in the machlekes. Amar Blazer Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Blazer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Asham shechtu l'shem shalom mechichu. I'll bring you a different proof. Asham, which is a case again of katcha katchim, that was shechtu b'tzafen, it's in the right place, but he did it l'shem shlamim. That's the same Katcha Kalim. Yechichu. Shashina Shema, you change his name from Katcha Katcha to Katcha Kalim. Umaylamba. And there's still Me'ila of Afafatama al-Ayla. Therefore, don't think it's fair to say, Ayla say if that was done the same Chadas, we'll still have Me'ila. Afafatama al-Ayla. Shafi Shashina Shema, Lashimalaba. Even though he changed his name to something which doesn't have Me'ila, that also remains in the status of Me'ila. The case of Asham that you're bringing, you simply changed its Shema, you changed its designation from Asham to Shlamim. But the Makam where you shechted it was Safin. That's not a proof to our case, so now we're slowly getting closer to the logic of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, you didn't just change the Shema, you also changed the location here by Ela Swayf. So, Taima Ba'ila Shina Shema Vidshina Sbekaima. Not only did you change the name from Ayla to Chatas, you also changed the location to the location of Chatas. And maybe that's why the Me'ila falls off. Amar Bishua. What do you mean? I'll give you the same exact raya from Asham Shachtu Bedarim L'Shem Shlamim. Take the same case and just move the location from the Asham, from the Safim, which is the right place, to the place of Shlamim, which is the Darim. Shashina Shema Vishina Sbekaima Umaylamba. Still, over there, you change his Makim, you change his shame, and there's still Me'ila there. It's Kacha Kacha, that were Pasal, which have Me'ila. So don't be in wonderment that even though you changed the place from the top mezbeach to the place of chata seif from bottom mezbeach, and you also changed your intent to have in mind for a chatas, there's still going to be mila. But by the case of Asham, you didn't change its actions. The shechita of the Asham and the shechita of the Shlamim are identical. You didn't change its actions. You changed all three. You changed its name, you changed its actions, and you changed its place. Since you changed all three, maybe that's why the Me'ila falls off. And apparently, now this is Shal Nagirsa. We don't have this in our Girsa, but the Shita Mekhra Professor brings in Ishtik, that Rabbi Eliezer was quiet. That last Machlekes made him quiet. That last argument. And a Rava now introduces Amar Rava. Again, we don't have this in our Gemara. Amai Ishtik. Why was he quiet? This we have in the Gemara. V'neimalei. Let Rabbi Eliezer say back, Asham shechted b'darim l'shem shlamim b'shina b'aylam. Why don't you add another change? Say, Asham now shechted in the south, like shlamim. L'shem shlamim with the tent of shlamim. Now, the shechita is the same, correct. But what if he had in mind the wrong b'aylam? B'shina b'aylam, it's very interesting. We're considering a shina b'aylam to be a change in the ma'isa of the carbon. B'shina b'aylam, in that case, shashina shema b'shina is becoming b'shina's ma'isa of. You changed its name, you changed its place, and it's ma'isim. Midalai kamar, and yet it still has din of Me'ila. And midalai kamar lehachi, since, because it remains, really remains Asham, you're changing, it doesn't change the status from Asham, so it remains kacha kachim, that's pasul, because it's done in the south, and it remains with the din of Me'ila. So midalai kamar, why don't you use that as a proof that Me'ila stays in place, even if you change three elements? You change the place, you change the action, we're considering Shina Bailam changing the action, and you change the intent, and still there's Me'ila. Why don't you bring that as a proof? It must be, it must be that he, nachas usually sounds like he agrees. He's okay with it. He's at peace with it. I think what it means over here is, nachas means he understood. He understood, not that he's necessarily agreeing, I don't see that he's agreeing per se, but he understood where Rabbi Shua is coming from now. Rabbi Shua wasn't saying that because it's being shechted like a carpet, it doesn't have ilah, therefore it shouldn't have ilah. Rabbi Shua is saying that ilah saif becomes, like we keep saying, it becomes a chata saif, and therefore there's no milah. It becomes, it morphs into actual chata saif. So if, according to that, all of a sudden all his kal v'chomer, his arguments that Rabbi Elazar were bringing are no longer valid. What is the reason of Rabbi Shua? Like Rabbi Shua is taught, Rabbi Shua used to say, with the actions of a chattas, it was done in the place of a chattas, lamata, it was done with the actions of a chattas, the melik of a chattas, and it was done the shame chattas, kiva shemach basimin echanim shechas for as chattas. Once you check one simon as such, it becomes a chattas. So once we understood that this logic of Rabbi Shua, no longer did the blazer have his tightness. Fact the Gemara. If it works that way, why not the other way too? Say the same thing the opposite way. If you have a chatas that was done above the mizbeach, and you did it, l'shem ayla, k'maisa ayla, cut two simanim, he severed the head. Once you start the process like an ayla, let it be an ayla. Maybe say, yeah, nechami. Same thing works both directions. Chatas seif done all three actions like a ayla seif becomes ayla seif. This is the way the Mishnah is arranged, meaning it sounds like my lav kachi atzav le'sulai, that the Mishnah was arranged where the Mechlekes is only where the Ayla is being changed to Chatas. But even Rabbi Shua agrees, the Mishnah didn't speak out this case, because even Rabbi Shua would agree, a Chatas changing to an Ayla would not work. That is the simple reading of the Mishnah. Gemara says, no. Like kach atzav shal kula Mishnah. No, on the contrary, read it the other way. Just like Rabbi Shua is saying, if you change an Ayla to a Chatas in all three fashions, it becomes a full Chatas, Ayf. So too, if you change the Chatas Ayf to an Ayla Ayf, it becomes Eil Seif. So according to this Mahalach, Rabbi Shua would hold the same halacha in both directions. Chatas to Eila, Eila to Chatas. However, Vashi argues. Vashi Amr, no. Bisham Eil Seif, Shinas Lamata. Eil Seif that was done, Shas Lamata, was done below in the place to Chatas, Kamais Chatas, like the action of Chatas, the shame Chatas. Kivan to Hach Sher Besimenechad, Vahach Sher Beshe Simonim, Chatas requires only one simon. Eil requires two simonim. So the moment you did the first simon of the Eil Seif, Lamata, Lashem Chatas, with the action of Chatas, you morphed into Chatas at that moment, it's a Kasher Chatas. Eilosef cannot be brought below anyway. Once you do that first simon in the wrong place, it's being shechted as a proper chatasayif, and it works the chatasayif. El chatasayif, but the other direction, a chatasayif which is not supposed to be above. So let's say, what do you want to have? You want to have, if you did it above the mizbeach, it should morph into eilosef. Kiva the mamar malika b'chol makam k'sheira, a chatasayif you're allowed to shecht anywhere. We spoke out malika anywhere in the Zaras kosher, even on top of the mizbeach. On the contrary, we said when you're changing the mice of Chata Saif and doing the act of Eila Saif and Chata Saif, the case is what? Where you're changing the Zrika, not the Malika, because the Malika, the place, the location of the Malika could be anywhere. We spoke that yesterday. So, Kimon Amar Malika, B'chol Makom K'sheira, the fact that you're doing above is not even an indication that it's Eila as opposed to Chata, because the Chata is supposed to be above. So, Mechimalik Basim and Echad Ifslei, when you shecht, when you do Malika of one Simon above, all you're doing is an act of a chatas, and you pass it. Why did you pass it? Because again, what is he doing? He's doing a chatas in the place of an ayla. L'shem ayla, chatas l'shem ayla is pasul. It would only work as kasher if you were able to morph it immediately into an ayla. But since a chatas could be malik, could take place anyway, it still remains a shem chatas that's being done the shem ayla. It's ready pasul. So even though you're going to go do the second simon now, and by doing the second simon, you're kind of demonstrating that you're doing the whole thing as an ayla. It's too late. When you check the second simon, when he doesn't leak the second simon, how can you make it now to El Saif? It's already a pasul chatas. It's too late. So Rashi says, this idea, this chiddush of Yeshua, that you could change it from a El Saif to chatas Saif, only works where? Specifically in that direction, from El to chatas. But chatas to El doesn't work, and it all starts with the fact that the chatas Saif, the location from Malika, is anywhere in the Mizbeah, anywhere in the Azara, and therefore, it's not noticeably changing it until you're up to the second simon. When you're up to the second simon, it's already a chatas that was done Shalei Lishma, which is already puzzle. Gufa. Amar Rav Brava. I'm Rav Yeshua. Eilo Seif she'as lamat l'kamais achatas l'shem chatas kimi shemolik basim menechon nemshechas v'as achatas l'ayif. This is a chazara. Rav Yeshua says, Eilo Seif that was done lamat the lower part of the mizbeach l'shem chatas, so it's done the place of chatas, l'shem chatas, kamais achatas, becomes a chatas, and there's no more mila, it's a kosher chatas. Now, at this point, the Gemara assumes the basic question. What if this person was taka chayav achatas? A chatas l'ayif. So they were chayav an Eilo Seif and a chatas l'ayif. And they brought the Elosef, and the Kohen morphed it into Chatasayif. Does the person, we're saying it's Kasher, Kasher it is. Does the person fulfill their obligation, or is it like a Kasher, Vilayalu? It's Kasher, but then I Yitzchayif. The person had a Chiv for both. Chatas. It's really not an Eila. We're saying the chatas morph, the oila morphs to chatas, but is it a kosher chatas and he fulfills the obligation or not? The Gemara right now assumes it's a kosher and he fulfills the obligation. Now we're going to get to a conversation about this, which relates to Mishnayos and Kinim. Mishnayos and Kinim is only 15 Mishnayos, perhaps the most difficult Mishnayos, or more, most cheshbin dikka Mishnayos in all of Shas. We'll start it today. Okay, let's see. Tashema. Chatas, we're going to be focused on the Mishnah and Kinim in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And Mishnah Dalad will be next. Tashema. We learned the Mishnah Kinim, Perek Gimel, Gimel as follows. Chatas zu, lezu, ve'elo zu. Let's say you have two women. And one woman was a chayav in oila, one was a chayav in chatas. Also, shein lamala. If both were done lamala, mechzakasha, mechzapasal. Shein lamata, mechzakasha, mechzapasal. Very simple. They each gave their birth to the kain. The kain was supposed to do one above, one below, because one was a chayav in oila, one was chayav in chatas. They bought it as a partnership. They bought a bird, a set as a partnership. One woman owned the owed in oila, one owed a chatas. They gave it to the kain. Kain is going to have a mind, properly, the kain should have a mind, each bird should be whomever it's supposed to be for. And he does the oila above and the chatas below. Everyone's happy, everyone's good. He didn't do that. If he did both above, right? Or both below, then half is kosher, half is basal. Right? In the case of both above, the oila woman got her obligation fulfilled. In the case we did it below, the chatas woman had her obligation fulfilled. So that's the Mishnah. Shtei in lamata, mechza kosher, mechza basal. Again, if you did it both below, the chatas is kosher and the oila is basal. If you did both above, it was opposite. Okay. If he did achas lamata, achas lamata, what if he did one above and one below, and he's not sure which is which? So I'm sorry. In this case, the case is where they specified which bird is the chatas, which bird is the oila. It was specified. And the kain, not knowing which is which, just did one above, one below, not knowing if he did the chatas above or the oila above. He could be he did them each in the wrong place. Halacha is you have to be machmer and say shteim pasulim. They're both pasul. And what do you do, by the way? Oila you can bring again because man of shech is in a dava. Either she's mechayiv or it's a dava. Chatas you can also bring again because he spoke out. Chatas, if you're allowed to bring al safik. So the chatas, you have to bring them both again. Each woman brings it again. Shani Aymer, I'm concerned, chatas karva lamala, ayla karva lamata. I'm concerned that the kayin did one above, one below, and he's not sure which one he did where. Maybe the one that was designated as the ayla was done below, the one designated as the chatas was done above, and none of them are good. In fact, the obvious question, according to Yeshua, ninami to ayla karva lamata, even if the ayla was done below, the chatas should for sure be covered. In the case we did one above, one below, the chatas should for sure, stop in a second, the chatas should for sure be covered. Why? Because Manav Shach, either chatas is below, and it's kosher. Or the oila was done below, but it morphs into a chatas, and shavayit to be kosher. So the Gemara, tim shavtavi chatas oif, let it be mashuk into chatas oif, answer the Gemara, pashta teretz. Emdam b'shua, b'chad gavr, b'shua is saying, if I'm chayev a chatas and a oila oif, both, and my oila is done below, my oila can become my chatas oif. But my oila oif can't become your chatas oif, over here it's two different women, therefore, betray gavr miyamar, Rabbi Shua never said it, therefore that wouldn't be a question on Rabbi Yeshua.